I haven't had a chance to put all of this onto web pages and such. I'm not going to repeat myself here because I made a long MP3 on the Jesus Thought Form. And if you're reading this, I strongly encourage you to listen to the Jesus Thought Form MP3 because I added a lot more verbally on there than what's available on the web pages. And I strongly encourage you to listen to that. I'm not going to repeat myself what I said on there. I'm just going to read this article. But the only thing I will repeat here is this possession and all this crap, demonic possession. Most of this is man-made. And when I say man-made, I'm talking about Jews, like the higher-ups, the Orthodox and that, creating thought forms again. And people don't know anything about thought forms. I'm talking about the average person. And because they don't know anything about these thought forms, they think it's an act of God or the devil or something like that, which it isn't. And as I read this article, you have to know enough about the occult. And I also want to add, a lot of people, I mean, it comes to mind the 1973 movie The Exorcist. And it scared the daylights out of people. I remember I was a very young girl when this came out in 1973, and the newspapers were advertising it, of course, the Jew-run newspapers, about how some people were driving up certain streets, a one-way street, the wrong way, because they were so horrified. And yes, it is. It's extremely frightening to somebody that doesn't have any knowledge about this sort of thing, that doesn't have any knowledge of truth. It's horrifying. And this is a way the Jews, and they've got a load of it now in the video stores. Just here in Oklahoma, and you walk into a video store and you look at the DVDs in there, and it's all this demonic possession shit. And the Jewish Hollywood, which is almost all Jewish controlled. It is. It's Jewish controlled from top to bottom. 100%. But they push the fear factor into making people believe in Christianity. Okay, now I'm going to read this article, and like I said, please listen to the Jesus Thought Form. I have a lot more on there that we haven't been able to put into web pages yet or PDFs. It's just too much. And the latest posts and articles and knowledge that we do have, which is, like I said, it's like an avalanche of information, is on ancient forums. On the ancient forums, and you can access that by getting onto the Joy of Satan website and looking under membership, which, I mean, it's open membership for everybody, free. And clicking on that in the groups, and you can click on that, and hopefully your browser will support it. Okay, because the Jews have been trying to take over the internet frantically, and a lot of browsers don't support ancient forums, and we're trying to work around that different ways, but at any rate, here goes. Taking the mask off of possession. The extent that Christianity, Islam, and its Jewish swindles on the entire world is mind-boggling. The saddest situation is how Gentiles have been deprived of knowledge, spiritual powers, and systematically dumbed down through the centuries of enforced Christianity, Islam, and other Jewish programs such as Christianized Buddhism, and so forth. To the extent that the Jews, especially rabbis, have been literally steeped in the occult for centuries, would come as a surprise to many. It is shocking to say the very least. Jews have been cursing Gentiles incessantly for centuries, while deluded Gentiles bow down and slavishly worship Jewish degenerate spiritual filth. The Jew creates the problem. The Jew provokes the reaction. The Jew either pushes or provides a solution. The Encyclopedia of Jewish Myth, Magic, and Mysticism by Rabbi Jeffrey W. Dennis is a most informative and excellent read. Extremely revealing, though one must have enough knowledge of the occult and experience of the spiritual, along with the perfunctory knowledge of Judaism and their Kabbalah to understand it. And I read and studied, I studied that book from cover to cover. And it's blatant. And you've got to know enough about the occult. And you've got to know the Jews. And I'm telling you, it's something to read. I mean, they let this stuff out, and it written by a Jew for Jews, mainly a Jewish audience. Now, getting to our topic of possession. Here are some very, very revealing excerpts. And these are quotes from that book. Patristic fathers of early Christianity, Justin, Martyr, and Origen, credit Jews with a special talent for exorcising demons. Simon Bar Yochai exorcises a demon, a demonstration that assists him in getting the cooperation of Caesar in lifting an oppressive decree against the Jews. These are thought forms created by Jews. So, just tell you here, the Jew puts, like, say, a thought form, attaches it to somebody's aura, okay? Like, say, this Pharaoh's daughter, or, you know, here it talks about Caesar, probably one of his family members or something, right? And they believe it's an act of God, because they don't know. And they hated the Romans like crazy. So what happens is the Jewish rabbi goes to Caesar, or the Pharaoh, whoever's in a position of power, and they're always sucking up so they can get on in the inside. And they say, well, they know how to remove it. Now, even the dumbest idiot here can figure that one out. They put it there, so the Jew goes in there. The Jew puts it there to create a situation where somebody, a Gentile in a position of power, is dependent upon them. Because they don't know any better. And then the Jew goes in there and removes it for a price. Okay. Now here's another one here. I remember very long ago, when I was around 20 years old, I was at the university. A Jewess was telling me how a little geyser, as she called it, was completely ruining the life of a woman. Some other Jewess obviously created this thought form and sicked it onto her. And that's what they do. Even if there's somebody, like, they add insult to injury, like, if they hate Gentiles, they hate us, and if they, like, a Gentile's competing, or even, they'll even do it to their own that don't know any better, like atheistic Jews and that, they persecute their own. They fight amongst each other constantly, like in communism. And say somebody's outdoing them in business or something, or they're doing something, and the Jew wants to get ahead, and they have this knowledge, They'll ruin that Gentile. And if the Gentile doesn't wind up dead, I mean, it's like they'll put thought forms in that. And those of us that are adept, like through meditation, can see things like that and get rid of them. I send it right back to the Jew, that, you know, and especially through the help of our gods. But the average person is helpless against this sort of thing. I'm talking about they do it frequently, like this Jewess was telling me. I'll never forget. Well, at any rate, I was a total atheist at the time and didn't really know what to make of it. But hearing this sort of thing is something you never forget. Because of Gentiles having a lack of knowledge and being cut off from the occult, again, the Jews step in and dictate. They create their nefarious thought forms, blame our pagan gods, falsely labeled as evil, for possession. These thought forms have names, no different from their angels. And if you read that book that I wrote, that I mentioned earlier, they have these thought forms, and they're angels actually, and they've got a secret cable where they know the names of these thought forms, and these rabbis, they use them, like, they use them amongst themselves. They got to know. They call it, like they'll summon a thought form, and they use it, and then they, like, they'll give it something to do, you know, a servitor, and it doesn't just serve like one Jew or something like that. It's a like these angels, and they've got, like, on one hand they're extraterrestrial, some of them. And on the other hand, they're thought forms. They're programmed. And these rabbis know how to vibrate the names of these thought forms to summon them. And then they're powerful. And then they give them shit to do. And it's usually black magic against us in one way or another. Okay, now in closing, here are a couple more revealing quotes from the same book. That the world is divided between children of light and children of darkness who are perpetually at war. The teaching that God has deliberately led the Gentiles of the world astray. Okay, here's another one. Eliezer ben Judah of Worms. Okay, he experienced visions and could perform great acts of theurgy. He used his knowledge of divine names, for example, to slay an evil Gentile prince who threatened the Jewish community. Okay, do you see what I'm saying here? What I know, I interjected a lot of my own take on it, what I've learned, my own research into this article. Because we don't have, like I said, it's massive. But people need to learn about thought forms and that. And like I said, these quotes from this book here, he tells stuff in here that people don't, the average person doesn't know. And the name of the book is The Encyclopedia of Jewish Myth, Magic, and Mysticism by Rabbi Jeffrey W. Dennis. And I mean, he's got all kinds, you have to know about Judaism and you have to, you know about the occult. But the stuff they do, and I mean, it's these books, I mean, they're written by Jews for Jews. And they reveal a lot. I mean, they're so cocksure of themselves and overconfident. And it says, and here's more of my writings here. Because of centuries of suppression of spiritual knowledge, many people have no idea what a thought form is. A thought form is an astral entity created by one or more people who have trained their minds and souls. And I went into that. Make sure you listen to all of the MP3s on Exposing Christianity. Because, like I said, I've included more knowledge, what we've learned, and not all of it is available yet on web pages. Okay, hail Satan!